This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to The Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is Frankie Boyer. And joining us, and I believe Ed Haddon is are you, you're in England, are you, Ed?
I am, that's right. I'm in Bath in England, which is about 2 hours west from London.
Yes, lovely. You are the founder of Haddon Coaching, and your clients include the Maverick founders of companies such as Dishem? Am I pronouncing it correctly?
That's right, yeah. Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And you are somebody, I mean, your degrees are Oxford and an MBA right here in my own neck of the woods at Harvard, as we call it here in Boston, Harvard. But you also do NLP. You are trained in positive psychology. Your new book is out. And the book, it's called The Modern Maverick. And, you know, tell everybody, why The Modern Maverick? What is it that you're trying to get people to, because when we were kids, Ed, we were told never to go outside the lines, which was such a terrible right. thing to such a terrible to put limitations on art. I mean, I don't know whoever thought of coloring books, but they just are horrible. But so is this for those of us that have always colored outside the lines?
I think that's exactly right. I mean, the word maverick talks to that, doesn't it? It's like an independence, a courage of spirit, a kind of rebelliousness. And I guess it also has a slightly negative side to it, which is rule breaker or a bit outside of society. So the word modern is added there very deliberately to say, look, I think we do need to live our own lives, not the lives other people think we should live. We do need to be courageous and independent, but we need to do it in service of others. We need to do it in relation to the society and the community and the family that we find ourselves in. And then everyone wins, right? You feel happier living a maverick life, but those around you really benefit from you fulfilling your own potential, from you being happier, from you really being able to give more, actually. It's not just an independent, selfish kind of adventure outside the lines. It is outside the lines, but in help of others as well as yourself.
There are many that are listening to this and would say, well, gee, Ed, what about those of us that like order in our lives? What about those of us that when you put something away, it has to be a certain way, the door has to be closed, that kind of a person? What do you say to them?
Yeah, and I think, I'm one of them, right? If you look at my house and my desk, it's very clear. And I'm absolutely the person likes to have a plan. What this is not saying is that to live a life of kind of total spontaneity and a life that just, you know, on whatever whim you currently have, you're following. It's actually saying, look, take the time to think about what your definition of success is. Take the time to think about what you would like your life to look like. Take the time, you know, the book has 50 different exercises to help you create a clear vision and a clear plan and a clear set of actions that enable you to make these changes that I think most of us have probably wanted to make for a while but haven't been able to. So it is about living a life that does have order and a plan to it, but but it's about living a life that's right for you, not a life that you've just felt, oh, kind of my parents thought I should do that, or my school thought I should do that, or the government tells me I should do that, or the media says I should do that. So I'm all with the people, you know, who want a sense of order and clarity and actually certainty, Frankie. You know, I think we all crave a certain amount of certainty in our lives. And this is from, you know, the book is really there to help you figure out what that looks like for you, not for anyone else, but for you specifically.
You know, you're executive chairman of Adventure Experience, a company founded in 2010. The business builds and operates Florida-style adventure golf courses in the UK. You're an investor. You're an entrepreneur. You've had, you know, decades of experience. What is the, in your opinion, from the coaching that you do, from the people that you work with, what are some of the things that are stopping us from being that free little kid that just wants to play and have fun?
Oh, I love that. I love that question. I mean, the whole book came from reading an article by a woman called Bronnie Ware, who's a terminal care nurse. And she wrote this book called The Five Regrets of the Dying. And she said that you get the same five regrets. I wish I hadn't worked so hard. I wish I'd stayed in touch with my friends more. But the last one is, I wish I'd let myself be happier. And that just blows my mind, because we do get in our own way here. You know, we do spend a lot of time worrying and anxious about, are we doing the right thing? Are we good enough? You know, all of these things that do stop us from being that little joyful kid. And the book is absolutely about trying to unearth that kid in you again, and let that energy and let that just spontaneous joy through. And I think it does come from us living lives that we feel we should live. So in pursuit of things that we feel we should want. So maybe we think we want lots of money, or maybe we think we want lots of power or fame, or we want lots of likes on Instagram, or all these things that we're sort of brought up to believe are the routes to happiness. And I just don't believe that's the case. I mean, the research says it's not the case, right? The research, I mean, again, sort of coming back to Harvard, you know, the longest running psychology study in the world is out of Harvard, called the Grant Study. And it's been running since 1938. You know, they took 250 Harvard undergraduates, then they added another 200 people from areas in Boston. And every year they sat down and interviewed them and tested them and took their bloods and to ask the question, what does a good life look like? You know, how do we live a happy life? And what it came back to was, it's about your relationships. Right, the quality of the relationships at age 50 determines how long you're going to live. So being lonely is as bad for you as smoking 15 cigarettes a day.
Right? So it's so interesting. We just got this new information within the past month and a half about loneliness and how it's debilitating and how it's equivalent to smoking and how it's, there's so many bad things about this that we, as a society, are just starting to understand. But my favorite thing in life is to talk about the centenarians. I just love the blue zones, and I talk about them all the time, all the time, all the time. And that's exactly what differentiates them from the rest of the world, is that connection.
Exactly.
That purpose.
I think the reason why we don't have that. What I say in the book is, it comes back to this regret that, you know, I wish I hadn't worked so hard. I wish I'd kept up my friends more. That's at the center of it, I think. You know, work in our society is kind of this expandable foam that just fills our lives. And particularly now, you add in technology, and you add in this always on culture, you add in our whole kind of digital footprint and the whole world of social media and keeping up with that. That dominates our lives, and it's time that is taken away from connecting actually with ourselves first, Frankie, right? Because, you know, connecting with ourselves and loving ourselves is the start point for then being able to connect with others. And the book is really clear on that we have to flip this from work first, kind of relationships first. And we'll be better at work, right? We'll be better at work if we're in good relationships at home and our families. And it was Mother Teresa who said, if you want to change the world, go home and love your family. And that, I think, really strikes the heart of what I'm trying to say, which is, let's be really conscious that the pull that work has on us and the way it dominates our lives and the way that we spend a lot of our best time and energy on it is maybe not the best thing for us or for those around us. But it takes a real effort to kind of wean yourself off that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I want you to expand a little bit more about that and some of the exercises that you've put in the book. But I just want to say as we go to break that every picture that I have seen of you is this genuine, I just want to smile because your face lights up. It smiles in every picture. So we'll talk a little bit about that as well. Give us the best website how people can find out more about you, Ed.
Yeah, the modernmaverick.com is where the book is put. And then you can find, if you want to find out more about coaching, it's Haddon, H-A-D-D-O-N for November, HaddonCoaching.com. So those are the two places.
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab-tested to contain 0% THC.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It is Frankie Boyer, the modern maverick. Why writing your own rules is better for you, your work, and the world. Ed Haddon is with us today. And Ed, welcome back. And you need to give us some exercises that you've put in the book. And I need to ask you about this contagious, magnificent smile in all of your pictures.
Oh, that's a lovely thing to say. Look, I don't think I've figured it out, right? I don't think we ever really figure out how to be eternally happy. That's a myth. I think what I have really spent time in my life thinking about, and I guess being a little maverick about, is what really matters. And I spend a lot of time. I work a lot on my health and fitness. I love running. I spend a lot of time. I have two lovely children who are 16 and 14. I spend a lot of time with them. I'm around them. I have a lovely wife, and we work at our marriage, and I spend a lot of time. I have uncles in South Carolina and in Pittsburgh, and I spend time visiting with them. So I try not to, when I get unhappy and when the smile goes, and when work kind of just dominates my life, and I try and keep that in balance. I don't always succeed, frankly, and like, you know, I'm on a bad day not smiling. But I think overall the balance is there, and the focus is there on the things that I think really matter and important, and that's my health, that's relationships, and then yeah, it's meaningful work, but in that order.
Do me a favor, give us some examples of the exercises that you ask of people in the book.
Yeah, okay. So look, I think the first one I do, which is kind of interesting, is say, look, write your eulogy. If you weren't around, if you died today, what would people write about you in three sentences, really quick? And then people write it down. I say, great, we read it out. And then I say, okay, write the eulogy you would like to have read at your funeral in 20, 30, 40 years time, when
wow.
you eventually do die. And that kind of stops in their tracks, right? And
And
what's so interesting about this is not your CV, right? I'm not asking you to write your CV. I'm asking you to write your eulogy. And that gap that opens up there is where we really start. So you say,
yeah,
look,
I bet.
Your eulogy today is not where you want it to be. There's the gap. And then from that, we move into saying, okay, how might you close that gap pretty quickly? And the next step, we've talked about that a little bit already, Frankie, is this definition of success. So can we try and move away from a CV definition of success to a relationship or a health definition, you know, success? I mean, actually, it'd be great if your eulogy was in another 10 years longer than, you know, if you lived at 90 instead of 80. That would be great. So I just asked people, I've just come off a wonderful two-hour session with a client, where I said to him, what's your definition of success? He went straight into work. He's like, X, Y, Z. And I said, well, tell me about your family. He said, oh, I've got these four lovely kids. I've got a very happy marriage. But that's just normal, isn't it? That just happens. I'm like, no, that's not normal. You've done a huge amount of work to make that happen. And he suddenly, the penny dropped. He's like, okay, so that's a definition of success for me. And it's not just,
you know, I was
about
just,
work. So that's
yes,
yeah.
Yes. I was just at my wonderful first cousin, who I was very, very close to, died very suddenly a couple of weeks ago. And at his funeral, it was the that phrase that kept coming over and over and over again, and it really absolutely summed up who he was. He had the gift to make everyone feel comfortable. He had the ability to talk to you directly, eye to eye, and could start a conversation anywhere with anyone. And he treated people for who they were. And I thought, wow, that is some legacy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the legacy. And I work on, my definition of success is, can I leave everyone I encounter a little bit happier than when I found them? Now, I don't have 100% hit rate, right? And I have bad days too. But I just think as a kind of guiding principle, that is what your cousin, that is what he did. He paid attention to people, right? He built relationships with people. He gave his time and he gave his spirit and energy. And if all we do is give our spirit and energy to our work, to our kind of day job, we miss out on a huge, rich tapestry and texture of life. And I believe, that's why I've written a book, I believe that's how we end up having those five regrets, right? I believe if you just focus on work, that even if the work's meaningful, right? If that's your, where you put all of your best time and energy, you end up on your deathbed going, I wish I hadn't worked so hard. I wish I kept up with my friends. I wish I lived the life I should have lived, and I wish I let myself be happier.
So you have using a distilled set of Maverick principles. The book presents a clear 4D process to help you create the life you want, and you call it discover, dream, do, develop. And can you just, we don't have a whole lot of time, but just like a little phrase about each one, please.
Yeah, great. So discover is spending time at the beginning, a bit like a eulogy, asking questions and becoming more self-aware. Who am I? What are the stories I tell myself? What are those things over and again I think, oh, I'm not good enough, or I do this? That's the discover piece. The dream is saying, okay, what would my ideal life look like? What am I passionate about? What am I really good at? What does the world need? What can I get paid for? That's the kind of, okay, let's dream it up. The do piece is actually saying, okay, if I'm going to make these changes, I need to have my batteries full, right? It's hard making changes. So it goes through all the different pillars of life. We call it the 12 pillars, from sleep to relationships to giving to learning, that sort of thing, and working out how you can fill your batteries and get ready to make those changes. And then the last piece of develop or deepen is actually, let's make the plan. Let's start doing it. Let's refine the plan when things don't go to plan, don't go the way you think they're going to go. And just ensure that those changes you want to make really do stick. That's where the magic happens in that last section of the book.
I thank you so much. This has been really, really awesome having you with us today and going over this, the book, and how people can really change and become the modern Maverick. And I so appreciate it, Ed, really and truly. Give us how people can find the book and your website.
Yeah, the book's available on Amazon or all big bookstores. The website is themodernmaverick.com. And Frankie, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. I'm over in the States in a little while. In February, I'm going to be in San Francisco, New York, and Boston. So look out for events happening there. And I really hope maybe we'll get to meet when I'm over in Boston. But it's lovely to talk to you.
Oh, absolutely. I look forward to it, Ed. Absolutely. Put it down. Absolutely. And we'll take a quick break and be right back. I'm Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order or to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242, 800-243-5242, or visit us at oreganol.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seemed to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Thank you.
Feeding America the other day when I saw Randy being interviewed by Deborah Roberts on his new book, Jackie, Public Private Secret. He is a New York best-selling author of Jackie, Janet, and Lee. And Randy Taraborelli is with us today. And Randy, welcome. It's so nice to have you with us, and congratulations on that great segment.
Thank you so much. It was a lot of fun being on GMA. Deborah Roberts is so cool. And you know, they debuted the book, and that was great. You can't ask for more than that, right?
No, you can't. It's a great way to start a campaign. Why are we so obsessed with Jackie? What is it still?
You know, it's 29 years since her death, and we still care so much. And I have to say that, you know, part of it for me, I think, has to do with the fact that we've always suspected that she had a lot of challenges in her life, but we were never really clear about them because she also had sort of this dignity and this privacy, you know, that, and the fact that she was so dignified about her challenges is another reason why we loved her so much, because, you know, she wasn't forthcoming, and she never did the Barbara Walters interview, right? She never, that you always suspected that there was a lot there, and you always sort of appreciated the fact that she didn't just, like, give it all up, right? And
yeah.
So when you have an enigmatic personality like that, the attraction lasts for decades, and that's what I think has happened here, you know, is that we still care. And this book, I like to think that this book really sort of demystifies her in a lot of ways, and brings us closer to the real woman than we've ever been before.
So I just have to, I was so shocked. You said a couple of things on the Good Morning America, and I was like, wow, I had no idea. I had no idea that she was broke. Was she really broke? Or?
Yeah. Right.
I was so shocked when I heard you say she married. She married Onassis, not so much, and everyone said, oh, she married him for his money and for his fame, but what was the truth behind that relationship?
Well, you know, it is interesting that she lived a lifestyle that appeared from all the outside world to be, you know, lavish, right? But, you know, she never really had her own money. You know, her mother ended up with Hugh Auchincloss's money, Janet's second husband, Jackie's beloved stepfather. But he gave his money to his own children, not to his stepchildren, Jackie and Lee. And Jackie's father went through all of his money, and her grandfather went through all his money. And JFK, when JFK died, the Kennedys put her on a little bit of a pension that was just not much. So by the time she met Aristotle Onassis, she really needed to do something to secure not only her future, but her children's futures. And she was a practical woman, and so she married Onassis, not so much out of romance, but out of practicality. And, you know, they both got something out of the relationship. You know, he got to marry the most famous woman in the world, and she got a lot of money, and also, very importantly, she got his protection. Because Bobby Kennedy had just been assassinated, and it was only 5 years since JFK was assassinated. And, you know, and she said, if they're coming after Kennedys, my children are next. And so she, you know, she needed to have Onassis's huge, you know, security detail as well. So the marriage did serve a purpose in that respect.
You don't have to share with us because you want people to buy the book. I get it. But you finally revealed the complete truth about JFK's relationship with Marilyn Monroe in this book.
Well, yeah, and I will share it with you because I do want people to buy the book, but I also want, you know, to give you a good interview. So I will
All right.
say, you know, that we found we found that in my research, it was not much of a relationship. It was basically one weekend in JFK's life in which he spent with Marilyn Monroe at Bing Crosby's house. The reason that it became sort of legendary is because Marilyn exaggerated it to her friends and people in her life. And she sort of imagined in her mind that it was much more than that, you know. And I've written about Marilyn. I did a book, The Secret Life of Marilyn Monroe. So I understand her psychology. And many of the people that she talked to about JFK and to whom she exaggerated their relationship then went to the press and told those stories thinking that they had a reliable source because it was Marilyn who was their source. But she wasn't the best narrator of her own life. And that's why we believed for all these decades that this was a long, protracted affair when actually it was just a weekend.
So, Randy, you are the most amazing author. Over 20 books, 15 of which have made the New York Times bestseller list, including Call Her Miss Ross, Elizabeth Taylor, Michael Jackson, The Magic, The Madness, The Whole Story. I mean, you have written about Jackie a few times. And I just have to ask, did you have any flack from the Kennedy family from some of the books that you've done about Jackie, and was her daughter open to it or totally removed? Or give me some of that scoop, please. Please.
Sure, of course. You know, I've done 5 books about the Kennedys now. I've had great cooperation from many of the family members, and the extreme cooperation of the JFK Library. And it's so cool that when you go to the JFK Library, you find my books there, you know, so that's kind of a really cool sort of endorsement. Where Carolyn is concerned, no, I haven't had a cooperation from Carolyn, but I also haven't had obstruction. And I also haven't had any trouble from any of the Kennedys. You know, I've never had criticism, trouble, problems, you know, and nothing. You know, so I like to think that they realize that I'm that guy in this generation who is documenting this history as best he can and as empathetically as he can and, you know, and as balanced as possible. And they leave me alone to do my work because I think they understand that history needs to be documented, you know, and this is important stuff. When they're gone and when we're all gone, it's still going to be in the libraries, and so it needs to be accurate.
Absolutely. And let's put it out there. She had a very tough role as First Lady dealing with JFK and losing, you know, her baby and losing, you know, life was not easy. Life was never easy for Jackie.
And that is so true. You know, life was never easy for Jackie, but yet you never saw her complaining about it. And I think that, as I said earlier at the beginning of our interview, I think that's what really sort of fascinates people is the dignity of that. Because today, you know, nobody has secrets today. Everybody knows everything there is to know about everybody today, you know, and Jackie is from a different time and place when there was a certain dignity to privacy and to discretion. And I think we miss that, you know, on some level. And I think that's one of the reasons why people love Jackie is because we miss that.
Oh, I agree with you. Jackie said she had 3 lives. Private, public, secret. That I wish we had more time because this book is just so delicious. It's a delicious book. It's filled to the brim with tremendous information. It's a great read as usual. Randy, you've done it again. Jackie, Private, Public, Secret is available now wherever books are sold. And congratulations on another, I guarantee it'll be another bestseller.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And I love talking to you again. Thank you.
And give us the best website.
JRandyTerabarelli.com, of course. So
thanks.
Go there. You get everything you need to know about all my subjects.
Thanks so much, Randy. And we'll be back in just a moment. Stay tuned. This is Frankie Boyer.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment, and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this one-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, and David Schenk is with us. He is the former director of the Ethics Program, Medical University of South Carolina, and was on the faculty of the Center for Biomedical Ethics and Society at Vanderbilt University Medical Center. He's the co-author of two previous books on ethics and healing and healthcare, and the new book is out. And David, welcome. It is so nice to have you with us. The new book is called Into the Field of Suffering. Into the Field of Suffering. David, tell us about this title.
Well, it's meant to be provocative. It's meant to recognize that whoever's giving care to a patient in the hospital, to a parent in the home, is going into a place where a person is suffering. And you're feeling that in your body. You're seeing it in your eyes. When you touch the person, you feel it. And so the idea is that the healer or the person taking care walks into a place that is difficult to handle.
Yeah. Why are we not? It's almost as though I had a friend who was in hospice, and it was at the very end, and one of the regular workers could not make it to the home that day, and a young guy showed up. And he had to leave. The smell was just beyond anything he had ever. He couldn't do what he needed to do, and he had to leave. And
yes,
it was horrific for my friend to experience that. It was horrific for him to experience it. But we as Americans,
One of the most challenging things is staying present. And what your young man was not able to do was to stay present. And this is very hard for the patient. Someone comes in who has promised to deal with the suffering and to stay there and to help the patient not feel abandoned, to not feel like I'm untouchable. And so when the young man comes in and then turns away, it really generates or touches the worst fear of the patient. But it also touches the worst fear of the young man. Am I going to fail? Am I not going to be able to deliver? And it's important to remember that doctors, nurses are all afraid of failure, just like everybody else.
Yes. And you want us to understand that the value of listening to our bodies is a powerful indicator.
Yes. Our bodies are the first to get there, so to speak. There's information coming in from our bodies before we know about it, before we're conscious of it. There's good scientific literature on this. But it's also especially true when you're dealing with people who have illness, because their bodies are sending out messages all the time. They may say to you, oh, I'm not in pain, but you can see by the way they're sitting, their facial expression, that they are in pain. Or they may say, I don't need anything, but their body posture is communicating from their body to your body. And so paying attention to your body is important for understanding the stress that you're under and so on, but it's also important to get information about the person that you're in front of and trying to take care of.
You know, we still are not comfortable in this country with death to begin with on a good day. And
right.
So when we're put in a position, when we see someone we love or care about dying, there's an awkwardness. People don't know what to say. People don't know how to handle it. People become, they just become silent. And that silence
yes.
can be deafening.
Yes. What I like to do, and it's a very simple thing, is when I see a patient, either for a hospice patient for the first time or the 50th time, the first thing I say is, how is your day today? So I don't go in and say, how are you doing? Because the obvious response is, I'm dying, you idiot. You know, don't ask me that. But if you say, how is your day today? Then that gives a person a chance to say, I hurt a lot, or I'm hungry, or the sun that I can't stand showed up this morning, and whatever, whatever. But it's a way of having something to talk about that is not hard for either side. And the patient can decide which level, right? The patient can say, I'm really in pain. I'm disappointed that Dr. Shane didn't show up. I'm so glad that Frankie showed up. Or they may talk about, you know, I'm really today afraid of dying. I'm worried it's going to happen tomorrow. But when you ask that question, it allows the patient to show you what level they want to engage on. And then you can go with that. As long as you're comfortable with it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. It absolutely makes sense. The new book is really important. It's Into the Field of Suffering, and you are someone who understands, you know, from the work that you've done and the background that you have. And I think this book is long overdue, quite honestly, long overdue, because we have a lot of work to catch up on how to deal with the whole person and not just the disease in someone with someone's illness, but the fact that they are human beings.
Right. And that our caregivers are human beings.
Yes.
Whether it's in the home or in the hospital,
yep.
They are people who
absolutely.
Are suffering too.
David, thank you so much for being with us, David Shank. And the new book is available wherever books are sold, Into the Field of Suffering. And is there a website you can give out?
It's really Oxford University Press has a page on the book. And then, of course, Amazon is out there as well.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And thank all of you. This has been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always,
you'll see the
smile.
Rocking through. For you all. Light up your face with glad lips. Hide every trace of sadness all the way to maybe ever so near. And if you smile through your
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.